Hello, welcome back to the Blue Face Baby, your number one West Coast podcast. It's your hosts, Aaron,
Ryan,
and Aiden.
And today's Daily Blue is about the book Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka. Our focus today is on the theme of isolation and loneliness, sort of like Aiden's love life.
All right, so we know that not everyone read the current chapter of Metamorphosis, so what we're going to do is we're going to summarize it in a quick 30 seconds. Arif's going to do it first, and then after that, Aiden's going to follow up. All right, so Arif's going up first, all right? You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so the chapter starts off with his sister Greek bringing him some fresh milk that he used to love, but now instead he only likes the like rotting food, so he doesn't drink the milk. His mother comes into his room. They begin to move the furniture out of his room so that he has more place to like crawl around in. He realizes that he doesn't want to lose all his furniture, so he covers up a picture of a lady. The mother faints. The father comes in, thinks that he was attacking, and starts throwing apples at him, and gets lodged in his back.
All right, Arif, that was actually a good summary of the whole chapter. You actually hit all the main points in there. You actually finished early, if anything. 29 seconds. All right, next up, we're going to go to Aiden and see how he does. All right, Aiden, you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so he wakes up and sees a bowl of milk with his white bread, and which is usually his favorite food, but he finds it disgusting now. His sister, Greet, brings him a bunch of nasty food that he likes, and then he just doesn't eat the actual good food. Later in the chapter, his mom tries to move out all the furniture, but he realizes he wants it all back. And when she walks in and sees him on the wall, trying to protect one of his paintings, she faints. And when the dad comes home, she throws an apple at him. And
time's up. That's all the time you gain. All right. Well, it looks like you weren't able to get to the very last bit, but you were actually really close. Alright, so what we're gonna do next is we're gonna be looking at the thematic focus of the whole chapter, loneliness and isolation.
But not only that, but actually how it's like evident in the chapter, how where we see it.
Alright, so yeah, basically at the beginning of the chapter, early on, Gregor hides beneath the couch as to like think about like how his family would like interact with him, right? So he tried to be as little of a burden as possible on them, right? And so basically how this shows loneliness is like he's all by himself and he really isn't able to interact with his family at all.
Yeah, and it's not like there's like any other like bug people out there, so like Gregor kind of is all on his own in this like scenario in the chapter, and I like how you like mentioned that, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. You know, he doesn't really have any past experiences of loneliness or isolation. He's more like always with his family and like being supported and stuff. And like Arif said, there's nothing really to take from this because, you know, he's the only bug person.
Yeah, but we're also taking this in more of a literal sense, as in there's no other bug people. But we could also take it in a like sort of like allegorical sense where Gregor is staying in his room, not eating as much, and it's sort of showing like signs of depression or like onset depression.
Yeah, similar to what Arif was saying, like when he's crawling up and down the walls, like a thing that he used to do while he was like initially a bug, he doesn't even enjoy that anymore. As further on you see in the chapter, he becomes more and more like still, and he doesn't even move as much. He doesn't eat the food anymore, and like this sort of shows how he like just in general is losing interest as like he interacts with people less and less throughout the chapter.
Yeah, he's also losing his like sort of humanity, and I think it's slowly starting to like kick in at this point. And like I really think you were trying to like touch on that, Ryan.
Sort of what you just said, Arif. Activities Gregor used to do, like climbing up the walls and going up and down them and dropping from the ceiling, he initially enjoyed that, but now as he's like realized what his situation is and really discovered like how this is going to be a permanent change for him, he begins to lose interest in like food, which he had once enjoyed. It was like the highlight of his whole day, but now he barely even eats. He doesn't even move, and this really just like you see it grow more and more as he talks and interacts with his family and sister less and less.
Yeah, and I think the main point that you're trying to say, Ryan, is that he is slowly losing his humanity. And I think it's really just starting to kick in to like his actual like mental state of him being a bug.
Oh, yeah, I do agree with you guys. He is losing all his humanity from various aspects. His thoughts become dark. He stopped caring about physical, like just anything, like food, his family, everything. He starts to lose his humanity just all around him. And you mainly see this when the mother tries to take the furniture. He just doesn't care. He really just lets her do it. But, you know, he slowly gains his humanity back as he sees the mother moving the furniture. And like we said in the summaries, he tries to stop her and ends up turning up bad.
Honestly, Aiden, that's a good point. I really do agree with you on that, because when his family begins to take out his stuff, they all act like they know what's best for him, and like he doesn't have any feelings to it initially, and how he just acts as just a different person without really having an influence on his thoughts and choices and how he related to them before, which really showed how his isolation had affected him, as he had forgotten who he once really was. And so when he actually does realize this and he tries to cover the picture from them taking it, it really shows how he gained some of his humanity back.
Even something as simple as them closing the door on him can even show how he's being isolated from the rest of the family, because he's not really a part of the family anymore. And a perfect quote that shows this is nearing the end of chapter 2. They say, "For he was quite hot from shame and sorrow. Often he lay there all night long. He didn't sleep a moment and just scratched on the leather for hours at a time."
Yeah, so when I read that quote, I mean, what the literal take you can get from it is, like, he really just shows how he feels, like, when he connects to his family. He just feels, like, all sad and really lonely, which is sort of links back to how the loneliness and isolation has affected him. Because all he does is he doesn't sleep. He just ends up scratching on the leather for hours at a time. And he's just something repetitive that he does to pass through time because of how, like, isolated and lonely he is from the little amounts of interaction he gets with his family.
And what Kafka was really trying to portray in this quote was, like, how he was being, like, isolated. And he shows this through, like, a metaphorical standpoint, like, how he says, "hot from shame and sorrow." This can be, like, shown as him being embarrassed that he is, like, now a bug. But also, it can sort of be, like, how he is surrounded by shame and sorrow and how it is, like, sort of covering him and making him hot from this sorrow and shame.
Yeah, that's really what I was able to take from it, like, allegorically anyways. So, like, Aiden, how would you be able to connect to, like, this quote?
I think basically everybody, we all know how to relate to what it means to be, like, just hot with shame, you know? You're just so embarrassed that, like, you don't even want to think about it and stuff. It's really just embarrassment.
Yeah, I too can relate to being hot. In all seriousness, I really like how Kafka added this into the story. It helps everyone see this because everyone has had a time in their life where they've been embarrassed, as Aiden was just talking about. And it really helps you connect to the character of Gregor. And not only does it show, like, desolation through him, but it shows it through us as well.
Sort of what, like, Arif just said, really with, like, how Kafka's presenting his ideas through us and how, like, we can interpret them. Like, the way that this really inspires, like, the way how this quote, like, tells people to act and, like, what you can take from it into your, like, everyday life is you can take, like, the idea of, like, trying to be more extrovert and trying to interact with your family or friends more as, like, this is, like, what could be a possibility for you if you, like, don't interact with everybody and you stay by yourself all the time. You could end up being, like, reclusive and end up being desolate in the sense that, like, you'll lose interest in what in the activities you liked and, like, what you do now. So what you can really take away from this is to just be more, put yourself out there a lot more.
Okay, so we're going to conclude this podcast with a blessing to each character. Each person is going to choose a character that really they thought deserved a blessing. I'm going to start it off with Gregor's father. Gregor's father has to now work extra hours and, like, actually get out of retirement so that he can provide for his family. So I wish him the best in finding a job and actually, like, living with his mother and getting Greet and Gregor out of the house. So Ryan, who would you like to bless?
Honestly, I'd like to bless Gregor himself, really. I mean, in the state he is now, he's really just by himself and he's not really doing anything. So hopefully he'd be able to put himself out there more and be able to gain interactions with his family and end up just really better in general.
Yeah, that's a good one. I want to bless his sister. I hope she starts to become just keep her patience with him and like not get mad at him or like lose faith in him.
Okay, well, thank you guys all for listening. That concludes our podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.